Thank you for joining us for All Things Real Estate. Now, here are your hosts, Brad Avergon and Gary Kelly.
Hi, this is Gary Kelly, and welcome to All Things Real Estate. I am joined in person by Brad Avergon.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our holiday show.
Brad had this whole thing of, let's do it face-to-face.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I didn't quite understand it, but here we are face-to-face.
Well, I figured, you know, we've been doing this all year. I figured this is a good time to kind of get together like we used to. We used to get together in the radio studio, actually, itself. And then,
by the way, the radio studio was tighter than this.
Yeah. So I figured, yeah, it's once a year we'll get together in person and do our holiday show and entertain you and regale you with song, dance, jokes. We've got all sorts of things lined up.
So I'm Gary Kelly with the Cassidy Realty Group, and Brad is with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Can you shorten the name?
I'll work on that, Gary.
So, Brad, it's the season of giving.
Yeah.
For those of you that can keep track of when we're actually recording these things, yesterday was Giving Tuesday. And I promise we're not going to make a pitch for you to give us anything. But at the same time, I think we can help some of our buyers with ways that they can get money, funding.
Yeah.
I don't want to say free money, because nothing's free.
Nothing's free. Well, there are some grants and stuff, but very rare, and there's also some strings on that.
So, the thought behind this episode was about if you're a first-time buyer or a downsizer or something like that, coming up with a down payment can be really hard. And how can we give you some thoughts on how to fund that?
Right.
And Brad, you're the mortgage guy. Right. You've got programs that can be used.
I do. So there's a lot of different programs that are out there, Gary. And they each one of them has kind of their own little criteria that they use to evaluate. Sometimes it's income-based, sometimes it's job-based. One of the programs that we rolled out with recently, and I think I've been talking about this, is the HEROES program. And it's something I'm very proud of because...
And that's specific to Fairway.
That is specific to Fairway. That is something that I and my company helped design, and I took a commission cut, the company took a commission cut, and what we did is we put together a program designed for people that are heroes, that are frontline workers day to day. And this really became apparent to us during COVID. I had clients that were doctors, nurses, working, you know, right on the front lines. Teachers were in situations where they were exposed to different things. And it's just a lot. And we wanted to do something special for those folks. So this program is designed for those frontline workers. So basically any military, both active and veterans, first responders. So that would be police officers, firefighters, EMTs, anybody in the medical field like that, medical professionals, so nurses, doctors, even administrators, hospital administrators, people like that. And then the last one is one a little near and dear to my heart because my wife was a preschool teacher. But that's school faculty and staff. You know, teachers are underpaid, and this is something that we can do. And what we do is we pay at no cost to the borrower to buy the interest rate down by 1% for the first year. It's out of our pocket, doesn't cost the client anything. So
if we're talking a house, let's say it's a $300,000 house.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what math you have in your head already to go.
I didn't know there was going to be a quiz, Gary.
Tell me what that means from a dollar perspective for someone.
Okay, so let's say it was a first-time home buyer. And they were putting 3% down. That's the minimum down payment typically required by Fannie Mae on our standard property. So on a $300,000 house, that would be $9,000. And that would leave them with a financing, a loan amount or a mortgage amount of $291,000. So the quick and dirty math of that is, in the first year, if we drop their interest rate by 1%, that would save them $2,910 the first year, obviously divided up over monthly payments. But that's a pretty substantial number and something that they, you know.
Close to $3,000.
Yeah, exactly.
And all they have to do is say, I'm a teacher, I'm a fireman, I'm a whatever.
Right.
and they can qualify for that.
They would qualify for that, exactly.
Now, there are other programs also available, right, like USDA,
yeah,
Department of Agriculture.
Right.
You don't have to be a farmer. You have to be in certain areas.
Right.
You know, the VA program. How do those work? Compare and contrast to your HEROES program.
So the HEROES program, the only kind of contingent factors that you'd be working in those industries. So, for example, sometimes a physician is going to have a higher income, but they may not be a veteran, you know. So they may not have that. Also, the HEROES program can be used, you know, pretty much anywhere that we lend, and we lend in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, all these other, you know, Rhode Island, all these other areas. USDA specifically is targeted to certain areas, and it actually has to do with population density. So you might have in one town, and it's designed for rural areas, not urban areas. So,
just to set an expectation, you may not be able to take it to downtown Boston, but there are parts of Westboro that qualify.
Right. It's very property specific.
Right.
But even within a town, like, great, let's just use your example, Westboro. Part of Westboro on one street, a house on one street might qualify, and a house on another street, one street over, might not qualify.
Yep.
So you have to be very, very specific. And that's something that, you know, you can work with Gary or me or your lender and look into whether that's going to fall into the USD area. Westboro may have very few streets just because of the population density, because of the way it's laid out. But as you get further west from, you know, Westboro, more out towards more of the rural areas where the lots are bigger, there might be more farmland, you might be more apt to find those types of property. So that's the USDA product.
What does that do for, not dollars and cents, but if you said to me, Gary, great news, you qualify for a USDA loan.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Does that mean I have to raise cows or something like that?
If you like Gary, that's certainly an option. But no, what it means is that you can do 100% financing. You don't have to have a down payment if you get a house under agreement. Now, that said, it's a little bit trickier on your end to come in without a down payment, right, if you're making
right.
an offer on a property. So you do have to find that kind of mix of the seller that's willing to work with you on a USDA loan and obviously a lender that's willing to work with you. And you still have to qualify for those payments. It's not that you can
The VA program is comparable, isn't it?
It is comparable. The VA program has a funding fee associated with it, typically. However, if a veteran is, when they're discharged, is 10% disabled based on their discharge papers, that funding fee is waived. And so they can use, again, 100% financing in the VA program. And it's a wonderful program for the vets. The appraisal requirements are a little bit more stringent. So again, and that's a good reason for that. And they're looking out for the vets. They want to make sure that the properties are in good condition, that the electrical has been upgraded. There's no things like asbestos or things that could be harmful to the veteran. So they kind of look out for that, and they rely on the appraiser to kind of do those things.
But to your point, you've got to have a buyer that is willing to qualify for one of those programs, and then a seller that will accept that. Now, the seller is supposed to accept it. Not accepting it is kind of discriminatory.
Right.
But at the same time, sometimes what I have seen in my own experience is you have someone come in with zero down, regardless of the program, regardless of the person, and the seller is like, yeah, I don't want to do that.
Right.
Just they don't have any skin in the game. I've also seen cases where you've got a veteran selling the house, and they see it's a veteran, and they're like, I don't care. They're a vet. Bring them on. And it's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is great. And you know what? You bring up a really, really interesting point. So there's two things. One is when somebody's offering to do, let's say they want to do a VA loan or an FHA loan or any loan that's got a down payment, sometimes if there's a good faith deposit, even though that's going to be credited back towards closing costs or things at the end, if there's a good faith deposit, you can still proceed with that. And then the seller is saying, well, I mean, they got a little bit of skin in the game. Certainly not as much as you would on a conventional deal. You typically don't have that 5% there in most cases. The other thing is you brought up with regard to a vet selling a home, and this is really interesting. Most mortgages are not what's called assumable, meaning if I'm selling my house and you want to buy my house, and let's say I got one of those nice low interest rates a number of years ago, I can't give you that mortgage. I can't hand that mortgage over to you. You've got to go and get your own. But with the VA loan, they are assumable based on the outstanding balance. So let's say I bought my house a couple of years ago and I did 100% financing on it. And let's say I've built up some equity in that property, let's say 10 or 20%. I can transfer the remaining balance and make it more assumable, and you can assume that mortgage at the same terms that I got it at. However, the buyer has to be able to come up with the additional equity, that additional down payment. They can't finance it based on current market value. So they have to be able to come up with that. So it kind of takes away a little bit from that 100% financing, which is what VA is typically known for. But it's still, for the right situation, it's a great opportunity.
What I've seen is people that can do VA loans today are often saying to us, listen, I got a nice bank account here, but I still want to do the VA loan.
Right.
Why not?
Right.
You know, it's just smart.
Yeah.
Brad, if someone wanted to reach you to talk more about this, how would they do that?
Best way to reach me is via my cell phone, which is 978-375-5531, or they can reach me via my email at brad@bradavergon.com. And Gary, how do they reach you?
I'm at 508-733-6005 or gary@movewithgary.com. Let's take a break and we will pay some bills and then we'll come back and we'll continue the conversation.
See you on the flip side.
Stay tuned. More All Things Real Estate coming right up.